Now we're going to throw to Matt Govan. As many of you will know, Matt is a police chaplain and he works in the area around our church, but further north as well. Kiwana Life has the great privilege of being able to ensure that he gets paid, that he's on our list of people to pray for, to connect with, to be involved with. And so as May is Missions Month, we've asked Matt to talk to us this morning because in so many ways he is our hands and feet out there in the community, spreading God's love and compassion. And we thank Matt for all the great work he does and ask him to speak now. Thanks.
Hey, Kiwana Life family. Matt Govan, your police chaplain here. Even though it's via screen, it's really great to be with you. I know many of us are struggling with feeling connected as a church family, but for me, who lives in Deception Bay and doesn't join you on Sunday mornings very often, I'm feeling more connected than usual. I've been able to take part in Bible studies, join you for services, and do all that much more than I normally would. I'd like to kick off today with a verse that was introduced to me very early on in my ministry, back when I was just starting with youth work in Maroubra, Sydney. It was introduced to me as a lifestyle verse, one that sums up the way we are to approach ministry, but more than that, something that sums up how to live everyday life as Christians. It's a cracker of a verse and a life outlook, and it's shaped every ministry role I've been in. So I want to share it with you this morning. It comes from Paul's first letter to the Christians in Thessalonica. In this particular chapter I'm reading from, chapter 2, Paul's reminding them of how he and those with him lived and worked among the Thessalonians and shared God with them while they were there. The verse I want to read is verse 8. So reading 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 8. Paul says, "Because of our love for you, we were ready to share with you not only the good news from God, but even our own lives. You were so dear to us." Let me say that again. Because of our love for you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our own lives. You were so dear to us. This is actually a pretty revolutionary and unique verse. The word Paul uses for our love for you isn't one of the normal words that we would use for love. It's unique to this part of the Bible. It's only found here, and it's not found in any other ancient writings a lot either. It's a word that means being really strongly attached to someone, bound to them, feeling like someone's a part of you, being one with somebody. More than a brother or sister, more than a friend, not a husband or wife or someone you're attracted to, more than family. This is a connection like no other spoken of in the Bible. The words to share with you uses grammar that means that what Paul and his mates did was a habit, a part of normal life, not a special effort, not something out of the ordinary. The grammar also means it's not a one-off or something done occasionally or just at special times, but something shared continually, all the time, something done as part of the rhythm of everyday life. Another cool thing about this sentence is when Paul says, "We shared our own lives with you," he uses a word that means we shared our inner selves, who we are at the very core of our being, giving our heart and soul, giving all I am as a person, giving you everything that I am. Finally, when Paul writes, "You are so dear to us," he uses a special love word that God uses for the love that he lavishes on us. An unconditional, 100% committed, unselfish, no holds barred love. In one little verse, Paul describes his lifestyle as being bound to people like he's one with them, sharing with them as part of the rhythm of everyday life, giving them all he is and loving them like God does, and amongst it all, speaking about Jesus and living as an example of what Jesus is like. I think it's a wonderful explanation of what chaplaincy is and what I strive to do in my role. But more than that, I actually think Paul's saying this is an example for all Christians to follow. It's a way that each of us is to approach life, and that's a real challenge. It's saying because of our love for people, we share with them not only the good news from God, but our own lives, because they are so dear to us. Now, I don't reckon I can always say that I live like that. I'm not sure you can either, and I don't say that to shame us or point fingers, but as an inspiration to rise to the challenge that Jesus will throw to each one of us, one we're especially reminded of about Easter, that we are to be salt and light and hope, an aroma of hope and warning, to be his witnesses to all people everywhere. How did Jesus do that? How did Paul and the disciples do it? How have Christians throughout the ages done it? And how can we do it? 1 Thessalonians 2:8 tells us, because of our love for you, we were ready to share with you not only the good news from God, but even our own lives. You were so dear to us. A great mantra for Christians to live by. Can I challenge all of you to embrace everything this verse means and attempt as best you can to live it out? I guarantee you'll find it a transformative way to live for you and everyone that you come in contact with. The other thing I want to do today is give an update on police chaplaincy for you. Hopefully you see my interactions on the Kiwanis Life page from time to time and get my updates and prayer points in the bulletin. Feel free to contact me anytime on the Kiwanis Life Facebook or on the post that this video is found on. I'm still a full-time chaplain and still cover what's known as the Sunshine Coast and Wide Bay districts. That's all the current and former police staff and officers and their immediate families that stretch from Beerwah all the way up to Bundaberg and out around Monto, Gomeri and Kilkeven. In terms of current and former staff and officers alone, that's around 1,500 people, not including their families. I'm lucky to have a small team of volunteer and part-time police chaplains who help me cover some of the more distant areas. Their names are Ray, Alan, Luke, Rob and Mike. I'd ask that you please pray for them. The QPS, Queensland Police Service, is going through a review at the moment and they are reviewing chaplaincy as part of that. There's all kinds of changes that might be happening, but the good news is that Commissioner Katarina Carroll has identified that the well-being of officers is a key area to focus on, so that's a real positive for us. I'd ask you pray for wisdom and favour and God's hand to work among those who make decisions about chaplaincy within the QPS. There's some changes in the bosses who are in our area. There's a new Assistant Commissioner for the larger region that the Sunshine Coast and Wider Bay are a part of. The boss of the Wide Bay Burnett District, Superintendent Craig Hawkins, is now the boss of the Sunshine Coast District. And there's a new boss in Wide Bay, Superintendent Mike Sowry. Our old local boss, Superintendent Daryl Johnson, who a lot of you will know from seeing on the news, has been promoted to a Chief Superintendent and will now be working in Brisbane. Now, none of that might seem important to you, but the bosses set the tone and agenda in an area, and if they know and understand chaplaincy and we go with their blessing, it makes a huge difference to us and the services and the support and the care that we can provide. Please be in prayer for the police leadership in the areas that I cover. How have things changed for me since COVID-19? Well, at the moment, I'm mostly working remotely, which is a fancy way of saying I'm either working from home or only going into my office and not visiting all the usual places that I would go to partially care for everyone. There's lots more emailing and phone calls and texting and even video calls that are happening. I've met with a few officers and we'll usually grab a drink and go for a stroll along the foreshore as they unload about life. It's something they and I are actually really enjoying and what I want to help incorporate into the rest of what I do once things get back to normal. I've done a couple of weddings, one when restrictions were just starting in someone's backyard and the other when there was just five of us overlooking the water. COVID-19 has also brought with it an increase in certain things that police have to deal with, because sometimes people being locked in a house together doesn't end well. Cases of domestic violence, people dealing with mental health issues, suicide, attempted suicide, and crimes against children, both in person and online, have all been more prevalent. These are all very confronting and difficult situations for police to deal with when everything is normal, let alone now when there's restrictions. Can I ask you pray especially for officers who have to deal with violent situations, for people suffering from mental health problems and harm to children? COVID-19 has also meant officers are potentially exposed to the virus at work. There's been an increase in people spitting, sneezing and coughing on officers and claiming to be infected. For safety and certainty, these officers have to be tested, but while awaiting results, they go into isolation, potentially also infecting the people they live with. There's been a few officers that I've provided care and support for in these situations. It's a stressful time for police to be working, so please be prayerful for them. And if you see them around, be polite and thank them for what they're doing. COVID-19 has also meant that for some officers, they have to isolate due to their own medical history or health, or the health or medical history of some people that they're living with. I've been checking in on them too. They're feeling particularly isolated from colleagues, so can I ask you to pray for officers who've been isolated because of COVID-19, and in particular for the health and well-being of them and their loved ones. Well, there's nothing really more to update you on right now. I do want to thank my Kiwana Life family for your continued love, support and connection. I know I don't see you often, but your ongoing prayer and support is felt and it is appreciated. I want to encourage you to live out the challenge of 1 Thessalonians 2:8. Because of our love for you, we were ready to share with you not only the good news from God, but even our own lives. You are so dear to us. Love, commitment, sharing Jesus, and sharing yourself. It really does work. Stay well, stay safe, and bless you all. May God go with you as you go with God this coming week. Catch you later, Kiwana Life.